LGElectronics.org, believe it or not.
Okay, TangoGolfElectronics.org. You have that, Stuart?
I copy that. Thank you.
Alrighty, that was a useful hit. Alrighty, let's see, what else? I'm not sure. Let's see. My question, I guess, is next, but I guess that's, yeah, it is. I've got everything else. I've got the JEK announcement, the ZO question, the Stuart question. That was good. All right, I'm looking for some thoughts on loading Windows 7 into an XP machine, which I've done, by the way. Now, it wasn't connected to the internet, and it would need to be hardwired, because it does recognize my hardwired, you know, Ethernet interface with, you know, from the disk. But I know that, to some degree, if you are on the internet when you're loading Windows 7, it will actually try to find the drivers for you for all sorts of devices on your system. And I just want to know if anyone's had an experience with that, you know, getting the drivers that are not part of the system loaded in order to calm things down and make sure everything works. Because I put it on my other chump book because I have an image copy on another disk, so I could just reload the whole thing in about 15 minutes and roll back. But I just wanted to see what Windows 7 looked like and see if its features were worth a darn. So I took the initiative to do that. But there are a few things like the touchscreen that are not going to work, and the Bluetooth, and the Wi-Fi, and things like that. Until I get their drivers loaded, and that was the genesis of my question. Has anyone gone down this road and had something to report, good or bad? K2BAR?
K2DSL with a comment.
Dave?
I just got a brand new notebook, and it came with Windows 7. So all the base stuff in the notebook obviously was provided on the computer for support, just logging the 5 RIDI contacts I made. But I got a few things that aren't, such as an 8-port USB to serial device, the printer is older Epson, the Signalink USB is an example, and for every device, if it didn't already know about it, it went out via online to Windows Update, and in my case, including the 8-port serial USB serial device, which works great for RIDI, it found the driver and installed it, as well as any ancillary programs that are part of it, such as like the configuration program or the printer utilities and all that. So it worked very well.
Okay, so my question is, when will it do this? Will it do this during the boot up cycle if you do a fresh boot up and it finds the internet connection and finds it has devices? In other words, after it's loaded, how do I inspire it to get curious about these other devices and look for these things?
Well, when it recognizes a device, like when you plug in a USB, obviously you've already been booted up at that point. It will look locally, and then it will go out to Windows Update. If it doesn't find it on Windows Update, it'll say, I couldn't find it, do you have a disk? Now, if you're in the boot process, and let's say it can't recognize your keyboard or your mouse, then I don't know if you're going to be as lucky, but if it's anything that you can get to boot up successfully and then be able to get on the internet, then I think you'll be able to get it.
Okay, and the other question I had for you is that when you do this, I also noticed that there's no antivirus software built into Windows 7. So what's the scoop on that?
Yes, so I don't think any Windows ever came with antivirus software. So it's got the built-in firewall, of course, and it will tell you that you don't have any. I use my computers and all the computers that I touch EVG free, which is free antivirus, full-blown antivirus, updates every single night. Never had a problem with it. You just have to go to avgfree.com, and then it'll keep trying to get you during the download process to go download their pay version, but in every single page that you go through, and there's probably three of them, you download the free one, and it works fantastic. So I would just install that. K2PAR, K2DSL.
Yeah, I used to run AVG pretty proudly. In fact, I actually bought the paid version. The problem I found was that it was a bit of a performance hog, and so I went to good, Jared, thank you. And my son had a little cabling problem. Very good. KC2BBS just came up here and said, could you put down the microphone and not talk to your nerd friends? That would be you guys, by the way. That'd be him, too, but he doesn't quite know it yet. And come help your son make my video monitor work again so I can play my video games. I gave him a couple of suggestions, and he went off and executed on that plan. And shucks, the cables got loose and fell off the power cable in specific. He didn't realize that the power cable could fall out. Anyway, it was just my guess, and I guessed right. So I'm a hero. Anyway, I'm really happy because he solved the problem, took some advice, and got it. Anyway, I love it when kids solve their own problems with the advice from dad. That way dads or mom are not quite as stupid as you previously thought if you were the kid. Anyway, so where was I? I have been using ESET for that because it's a lot more lightweight in the way of resources, but it's also not too expensive. It really isn't. So that's something to consider as well. If we want to get into a discussion of antivirus software, I guess we could. But if I can't find anything real quick to get this thing running, I very well may load AVG. It's a good suggestion, David. And I guess I'll have to go grab an internet cable, plug into my router, and see where she goes. Any other comments from anybody?
Mr. K.
Okay, go.
My little baby machine, I'm using, Microsoft Security Essentials, which is what seems to be a fairly lightweight version of the above. It doesn't seem to drag it down too hard. I don't know what the relative advantages are otherwise, whether it offers all the protection that you would otherwise come to expect or not. But I haven't gotten into trouble yet, so I suppose. I think that's the suggestion. I'm not sure.
Microsoft Security Essentials. Okay. Very good. Speaking of security issues, did anyone notice that this week there seemed to have been a large Microsoft push with security patches on a number of platforms, XP on up? Anybody know what that's about? Well, depending on which machine I caught at the time, there were between 6 and 12 security patches that got loaded into various machines around here, and complete with a mandatory reboot when you're done. So it was pretty intense for what they were, they were obviously trying to kill some problem. Alrighty. So any further questions, comments, confusions for the net?
The security essentials are free, by the way.
And where do you go get that? Never mind. You just enter Microsoft Security Essentials. It'll tell you where to go. Never mind.
To Google is very nice that way.
Yes, but I thought the politically correct answer was now Bing.
I haven't been sucked quite that hard into Microsoft. Thank you.
Yeah, I have my own opinions about Bing, but starting with the name, like who did I? Never mind. We won't get there. Anyway, anything else on the subject?
I think iPad and Bing are in the same class. They must have the same naming third-party, how should I say, consultants. Maybe that's it.
Comment.
I'm just not going there. iPad, Bing, never mind. Okay, go ahead, David.
The rumor is that Bing stands for because it's not Google.
That's what I heard as well, but anyway. I'm dramatically unimpressed.
K2ZC disconnected.
I see. Dave was here. I guess I'll add Dave to the check-in list, huh? All right. K2Zulu Charlie, are you here? K2BAR? All righty. Well, he's trying to get his echo link working. All righty. Any other comments on this subject?
K2AI.
Go ahead, Tony.
I'm trying to get my echo link working. What is the host name as opposed to a domain name?
Are you talking about in your router?
Roger.
I would think it depends on how you set it up, but the host name is probably, if you have some sort of a portal that you have to go to in order to navigate freely, you have a DHCP address, and then you also have a host name. Your host name is your side's IP address, which I think is network assigned, right?
I can only tell you I'm using Optima Online. Does that make any sense?
What's the context of why you're asking, Tony?
I'm trying to, again, open my ports on the router, and I want a page that asks two questions. There's the router name, which I have, and it wants the host name, and it wants the domain name.
But what are you trying to set up? Port triggering, port forwarding? Where are you looking for that info?
Finally, got into the router with my 192.168.1. For a long time, I could not open the router. And finally, I've opened it. Now I have a page that is going to control the router, I believe.
Yeah, but you don't have to enter that information.
True. What do you think, Dave?
I'm not sure why you're asking what those pieces of information are. If you want to set up port forwarding or port triggering, typically you create a new application, you say what the port range is, which I think I'm taking a wild guess, record link is 5198 to 5200, and then you say the machine that you want those ports to get forwarded to, which is whatever computer you're running Echo Link on. That's port forwarding. Port triggering is kind of a little bit harder to set up, but that means no matter what computer you're on or what IP address you get, then it always comes back to you. But I'm not sure how domain name falls into that, this whole subject.
Okay, I like Jim's advice then.
Yeah, that would be mine too.
And then further down, it talks about a DNS1, DNS2, DNS3. Is that where I use the 9150-something or other?
No, don't change any of that stuff. You're in, like, the wrong screen. You're in either configuring your WAN connection or your DHCP stuff. You don't want to do that. You want to go either to port forwarding or port triggering.
Just want to open the port for Echo Link.
Yeah, you don't want to be on that screen. You want to go to port... Which router are you on? A Linksys?
Yes, on Linksys.
I thought you said all this was working and I didn't have to come over. Let me see. I got a couple different Linksys models to try and play with. 1.3. What's this one? This one's a wireless one. Nobody look at my password. Okay, so when you look at yours, like, what's the menu structure? Because you're probably on the basic setup one where it has your router name there, then under it it says host name and domain name, right?
Yes, that's correct. And what happened, Dave, was I did have it set up, but I had a power failure here, and I think everything changed with the power failure. Something changed. It caused it to change.
Got applications and gaming, and you'd call the application like Echo Link. Start of range is 5198, end of range is 5199. And then you need to find out what the address is of the computer you want to forward it to. And that's liable to be what just changed. When you, after recovering from the power failure, it might have come up as a different address locally.
Yeah, what I do is actually I set some of my IP addresses to be hard-coded behind the fire, you know, behind my DHCP. So the DHCP basically has to resolve the fact that I have a couple of hard-coded ones.
Or if you use port triggering, then you don't need to know any of that.
Well, that would work. So, when you got a moment, Mr. Dave, I have rebooted. I'm trying to do the update thing. It said it would update my computer the second I rebooted. And I don't see how that's happening. So, anyway. Let's see if the optimizer has something about that. No. I don't know what to think here. I feel like a spazola. I don't have a way to, I don't have a way to, just force the drivers to be installed. Like, for instance, my touchscreen is not a touchscreen. It's a screen, but it's not a touchscreen.
So go to computers, device driver, find the device that's there, see if it's listed with a question mark or something, right mouse, click on it, go to drivers, and click Windows Update.
Okay. So I can do that. I'll try that. Tony, how are you mucking through things?
Tony, before you jump in, if on your Linksys screen across the top portion of it, you have things like setup and security, access restrictions, applications and gaming, administration, etc.
Roger on that.
Okay, so go ahead and click on applications and gaming, and that's going to bring up another screen.
Right, Echo Link, I got.
Okay, so there's a couple different. There's port forward range, which is if it shows application Echo Link, then you're set up for port forwarding. And then if you look kind of to the right, which is a submenu under it, it's just a weird-looking screen, but there's also port triggering, which is the other piece I was talking about. But if you're already set up there for Echo Link, it probably says a start and an end, which is what Jim was just describing, which I think is 5198 to 5199 or 200 protocol you can leave on both. Then there's the IP address, which probably has a number, and then an enable checkbox next to it. And as Jim was just saying, if you lost power or something, you might have come up with a different IP address on the computer that you want to do it, so you have to go over to that computer, get the IP address, then come back over here and change the number here, scroll to the bottom of the screen, and hit Save Settings.
Okay, the one thing that didn't show a check was the 5200 for the TCP. There was no check mark there, so maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, but I just... You got to check the IP address, though. I mean, if you checked and it's okay, then sure, go check the other one. But you have to check the IP address as well and make sure that the IP address that's on that port forwarding line matches the IP address on the computer that you want to use Echo Link on.
Okay, I did check the IP address, and I have found a minor change. So I think this might solve the problem.
Not sure how it can be minor. It's either right or wrong, but I guess politically correct, you could say it's a minor change.
I'm a Republican. Does that matter?
I think he's an Italian Republican. Think about that. Who ever knew that there were Catholic Republicans?
In Bergen County, you find all kinds of people.
Busting. I just couldn't resist. WTTT. Anyway. all right. I have good news. I was able to load the audio drivers for my system, and that seems to have updated just fine. It's I'm at the device manager, and it keeps expanding and contracting the device table, but under other devices, I've got all these little yellow things, and I'm one by one clicking through them and updating the driver software, and it seems to be working just fine. That's kind of cool. Thank you very much. Anytime I've done this with XP, it's been, at best, a catch-as-catch-can event. So I had forgotten about this little detail, except when I had a specific driver that I already had on a disk. I'd forgotten about the search on the Internet and actually get what you're looking for kind of thing. Thank you, David.
My pleasure.
Comment?
Go ahead.
I'm afraid you're right about the Microsoft updates, as I'm looking at a machine that I just updated a few days ago, and there are 12 more that have shown up within, I don't know, less than a week here, updates. I don't see what the total size is. That page is gone already. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty substantial already.
Yeah, and I noticed that they force-fed them at work before Microsoft force-fed them on the public, and that kind of alarmed me a little bit. That's how I noticed these things.
Just stand by for a second and see if I can get to the repeater.
Ed.
Connected K2ZCK2AMI. Disconnected.
Yes, I didn't make it.
Something happened.
K2AMI testing.
We can hear you now.
AMI.
Tony, we hear you.
Also heard you for a second there. All right, I guess I'm in now. All righty, hey, I do have it cleared. I'm going through the repeater, through the computer link. Is the audio adequate? Do I need more audio?
Hit the receive button, Tony. Yeah, you could use a little more audio. You could use a little more audio.
Okay, very good. I'll play with that.
You have to hit the non-transmit button. You know, you can either toggle the space bar or there's a little lightning bolt in the upper left-hand corner of the toolbar.
Connected NS2K.
Oh, now they're going to sit there and send sweet text messages to each other, too.
K2AMI. Disconnected.
Okay, Tony, you could turn up your audio a little bit. That would be good, your transmit audio. And David, it can't seem to update my video controller, plus there's an unknown device here. I suspect the unknown device is probably my touchscreen.
If you know internally what that video support is, you might look and see if you can find it on your own. It might just be, you know, anything like Intel built in or whatever, and you might be able to find it that way.
Okay. Well, it's loading something, or trying to load something, but I'll be darned if I know what. No, it just failed, but didn't say device driver software not successfully installed. That doesn't tell me what the device was. Oh, video controller. It was trying yet again. All right, well, what I can probably do is, I can probably find it on the Panasonic site, or by looking at some Panasonic lists. It probably works. Here's the little message console on the bottom. My Windows will install updates as scheduled. Okay. Find an antivirus program online. Okay. And then address a problem with the Panasonic keyboard for a notebook. CF50 series. Well, I don't have a CF50. I have a CF29, so I'm going to have to see about that.
ZC disconnected.
Now, see what we're going to do. We're going to continue this conversation, but I think we're going to close the net for tonight. I'm going to stay in here. I think people want to play with Echolink and such like that, so and talk about drivers and those such fun things. So let us continue in that vein, and we'll go from there. I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, and I want to thank everybody who checked in tonight. I've added K2 Zulu Charlie to the check-ins, but also added Ron KC2ROA, I think, to the check-in list, since he always comes in stealth mode with Stuart at the mic at his house. So, you know, all is good. All right. Again, thanks, everybody, and we'll have a great evening. This is K2 Bravo Alpha Romeo, W2 TTT is your operator. And we'll be hanging here and having a grand old time, and let's continue the conversation, W2 TTT.
NS2K by Echo Link.
Yes, you are, and it works great.
And it's bad when the transmit falls out of sync with your bypass. This is even better.
I must say it sounds wonderful.
Now, if I could get this to add to my favorites, I'm not sure. This doesn't seem to bring up that menu option. It's grayed out.
Oh dear. How unfun is that?
Well, after I disconnect, I'll check to see if it's not grayed out and see if we can do it then.
There you go. That might work. Alrighty. Boy, this is going to be a... It's going to be a bit of a slog for a couple of these devices, but I think we're almost there. We've got to get past the generic Bluetooth radio. I need to get the display recognized, and I need to get the touchscreen recognized. And I think at that point, oh, and I want to check, but I think the Wi-Fi needs to come to life as well.
Now, why does Tony keep timing out here, inactivity timeout? He seems to come and go mighty quick.
Connected, K2DSLK2AMI, disconnected.
I don't know, I will stand by and let you guys use the Echo Link and type to each other and such, and kind of reflect it on the air. I'm just kind of curious as to what you're doing. Actually, you know what, maybe I'll connect as well, but I won't transmit. I'll just listen. W2TTT.
I might need to open.
Tony, if that was you, it sounds like you're a little distorted.
I was going through the repeater.
That's better.
Why do I disconnect so frequently? Is there a timing? Time out that I need to reset?
I don't believe that you're getting back the Kinect acknowledgement to your laptop. I think that's or your computer or whatever you're using.
Hey, Tony, if you're disconnected, would you show right now? If you go into Tools and at the bottom, Firewall Router Test, run that and see if it passes everything.
Thank you. I'm doing that right now.
Yep.
David, are you connected?
W2TTTK2CSL.
Your router, depending on what firewall you're running, you might have to do the same in your firewall on your computer.
Okay, I only show Jim and Gordon connected to the Echo Link right now. And the one, Jim, K2FJ, is the Echo Link.
Yes, I disconnected so I could run the firewall test while Tony was doing it.
Okay, very good. W2TTT.
To DSL, I do have the Windows Security Center up, and it shows that my firewall is disconnected, or off, I should say. But the message in the tester shows that there is a firewall. Do I have another firewall?
Well, you're on XP, so XP by default, I think, has a firewall enabled, and would block any incoming requests that aren't in response to an outbound request, just like a router. So it could be that you haven't been there, but I don't. Normally, I just disabled my XP firewall just because I'm behind the router anyway, so I never used it. You can always just try temporarily disabling it and see what happens. But what did you get inside of the Echolink router firewall test?
The firewall is blocking.
Then just for giggles, go ahead and turn off Windows Firewall. I think you can do it in Control Panel, or if you've got it down in the system tray where your time is, it might be there as well. Just temporarily disable it or turn it off, and then see what happens.
Thank you, I'll try.
When I got done with my Windows Firewall config, I ended up with three lines called Echo Link. One was for 5192, one was for 5193, and the other one was just Echo Link from any machine on the internet, I think. Something of that general nature.
My Windows Firewall is off. is there a... Is the Windows firewall the XP firewall? Is there another firewall?
No, that would be the XP firewall, unless you're running some other security suite that has a firewall. That would be preventing it. That, or your router's still not configured properly.
Connected K2AMI.
On my Linksys, I only ended up with two, well, actually one entry that included those two port addresses going to the IP address of the machine that this always connects as.
K2AMI, timeout.
Anyway, let me bail out of here, and we'll talk to you all later. Maybe I'll leave the radio on at the same time. This is NS2K. Have a good evening.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much, and enjoy the evening. It's been fun, and good comments all over tonight. It really was good. NS2K, W2TTT.
Disconnected. Connected KC0JMW. KC0JMW. Disconnected.
Sometimes I wonder if we ever heard him come in, W2TTT.
Thank you.